Hello, and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 4, Episode 9, The Birds and the Bees, Episode 10, The Deep Heart's Core, and Episode 11, If Not for Hope.
So, in case you hadn't guessed, number one, we've already had the Birds and Bees conversation. Number two, if you haven't had it, you shouldn't be watching the show. I mean, it's really pretty basic.
It's a really weird thing to watch to learn.
Yeah, no. No. No, because rapey. No.
Don't lead by, they're not leading by example.
No, they are not. Like, I mean, shoot. And like, there's like, it's very overt, very early on. No, this, that, no. No. Mm-hmm. So we have our usual disclaimers, which we've already kind of covered, which include there will be cursing. There will be discussions of things that are, you know, unpleasant or inappropriate or whatever. And we are having something to drink. Natalie picked this one.
Well, I said red wine, you chose it, but we're having a Malbec. Mm-hmm. From Argentina.
From Argentina. It's quite tasty. Yeah. The reason we picked red wine is it appears
such a dying.
Pardon me. It appears in this show fairly frequently. And it appears in these episodes, and so it seemed worthwhile. And in case you haven't figured out, we're doing a 3-2 for the end of this season. So here we go.
Season 4, Episode 9, The Birds and the Bees.
All right. Yeah.
Well, we start on a dour note.
Yeah, because it's post-rape, which is bad.
Right. Well, to be fair, technically speaking, everything's post-rape now for Brianna.
Yeah.
However, it's unfortunate. And she goes back upstairs. Lizzie, who I forgot was like sick, and that's why she stayed back earlier.
I'd forgotten that. I don't know how much they discussed it. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
They mention it like now.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think they mentioned
Lizzie.
It before.
Lizzie,
I don't hate Lizzie.
No,
I just
don't love her. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I what she does in this sequence is good. I like what she does here.
Oh, right. It's very reassuring to Brianna.
She knows exactly what happened. And right. She saw Roger
being
raped.
She knows most of what happened.
Well, she knows the fact that she was raped. Yes. That's the main thing.
She sees the injuries and all of that.
Yes, there are lots of bruising. There's blood cut, like staining the back of her nightgown. Chemise. It's such a southern thing for me to say chemise. No. I was making a joke. I didn't know it's chemise, but I wanted to make sure because I didn't take French.
We are taking such a left
turn. Sorry. Anyway,
going these quickly.
Blood is staining her chemise, her shift, if you will, and she has blood running down her nose.
Awful.
Yeah, terrible. She's
it's awful.
She's being very, very distant for obvious reasons. If you thought she was defensive before, just wait.
Look, I get this. You know, this makes total sense.
And Lizzie is like, she's like curled up behind her and she just says, here's my hand if you need it and my ear if you want it. And that's exactly what you need to say.
Exactly.
If she chooses not to, but Lizzie has extended the offer and is not pushing her on it. And that is what's important here.
While Brianna is resting in the morning, Roger goes looking for her, and he is forced by Jimmy to get back on the ship because he is supposed to continue to Philadelphia. But he's looking for her, and he tells the innkeeper, hey, you know, if you see her, say I came looking for her.
My concern, I will just say, I just had a thought of if someone just randomly found this podcast and had us referring to Stephen Bonnet as Jimmy. we want you to know we do watch this show in reality, and we do know that his name is Stephen Bonnet,
but
he will always
Jimmy.
Be Jimmy from Downton Abbey.
That's right.
That's why I say
if Charles Blake were this, he'd be Charles Blake.
Yeah. That's why I say his full legal name, Jimmy from Downton Abbey. Jimmy, middle name from, last name Downton-Abbey.
We are really losing it already. We haven't even been drinking. That's so sad.
Not really.
No, we've not. So, eventually, much later, Brianna wakes up and goes down to look, to find out whether Roger's there.
Roger leaves this cryptic ass message, even though he could easily say, be like, tell her I will be as back as soon as possible. He could say that,
He could
but
say
he
that.
all he says to the innkeeper is, tell the lady I was here. That's it. And that obviously it was like heat of the moment. He didn't know what to say. He wanted to actually talk to Brianna. However, he was not given the chance, and so he's off to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Brianna wakes up and she asks after Roger at the inn, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, he said he was here. That was this morning, and then he left with the crew of this
The
ship."
Gloriana,
And then
yeah.
she's like, "Oh fuck, he's going back to the stones."
Right. She's convinced that he's gone back to Scotland,
And
and
you know
she's
what?
so
Fair.
hurt. And she this, her pain is so palpable. I really, I know I bitch about Brianna a lot, but this whole sequence, she does very, very well, in my opinion.
And the awful thing about it is that even before, like as soon as he left after that argument, she knew she was in the wrong, and she
Yeah.
knew that she was going to need to, first of all, let both of them cool down. They
Right.
were both literally just giving themselves time to cool down before they had a co actual conversation and figure things out. Unfortunately for both of them, that didn't happen.
As usual, things just get in the way for them. Like, and it's often distance in their case, which is very sad.
It's so
So
sad.
she's like, all right, what am I gonna do now? I need to get a ride to go see Aunt Jocasta because I need to find
She
Jamie again.
literally runs to the ports to find that the
She
Gloriana is
does.
gone,
Yeah.
and they left on the morning tide. She woke up afternoon
Yeah.
because poor thing needed some fucking sleep,
She did.
and she just finds that all of her hope is
Yeah, she does. And she's so hurt. So she goes to try to figure out how she's
gone.
like, we're going now. She's telling Lizzie. And Lizzie's like, we can wait. No. No, I need to get someplace. She needs her mom. She really does.
Somebody.
And so she's desperate for it. And so she talks to some shopkeeper or whatever. And no, I'm sorry. While she is at the port, Lizzie
Lizzie.
comes up and is like, I heard there was this woman who did surgery at the theater last
It could
night.
only be
It could only
Claire.
be Claire, because right,
Literally,
really, it
there's
could
only
only be
one
Claire.
female surgeon in the
And
area.
so they're supposed to be staying at the inn, or a different inn. And so Brianna goes looking for them, and she is told that Jamie is in the alley where he's peeing.
It's very Lord Judge.
Except she's not there to
One
stab him.
first meeting, hey Dad, you're
Yeah.
peeing.
Right. And
But
he's very like dismissive of her. She's like, oh, well,
because she's a beautiful young woman giving him like
and women have
giving him
been throw
attention.
and women have been throwing themselves at him,
Well,
all
something
over
we didn't
Wilmington.
mention in like the
No, but it
recruiting
keeps
episode
happening.
because it's wasn't worth talking about. But yeah, there are people just throwing themselves as usual.
Including married women. It's kind
Yes.
of vile. Anyway,
Anyway.
so she comes up
Oh.
to him and she's like, are you James Frazier? And he's like, hi, who wants to know? Like, I'm not interested, I'm married. And she's like, no, you don't understand.
She's like, I've been looking for
And
you.
he's like, I think you've
And he's
got the
like,
wrong
do you have a
person.
message for me?
Like,
Like,
what
what the fuck?
the fuck is
To
this?
be fair to Jamie, like, what is he supposed to get from this? Like, what is he supposed to glean? And then
Yeah.
she just goes, I'm Brianna, I'm your daughter. And he's just like,
Holy shit.
huh.
And they both get teary. This show does reunions so
And these
well.
actors did such a good
Oh my God. They're both hesitant and teary and like, oh my God, I've been waiting to meet you kind of thing. And
He
you
said he
have
never pictured her as grown. He's
flowers.
always she's always just been his baby.
Yeah, and she's like, well, and
And
they
we all go,
ah,
ah!
and he's like, and he does he hug her at that point? I
Well,
think
I
he
think
kind
she
of
like
does.
curls into him
Yeah.
crying, and he's like, "Dinna
Oh,
weep, lass, dinna weep." And then
it's
he says
so,
something in Gaelic,
oh,
that
it's so,
something similar to like an endearment he says to Claire, and
yeah,
I'm just like,
it's
"Ah!"
so
And
sweet,
he's trying to
so
hold it,
sweet.
hold things together, and
And
he
he's
like
like,
he
oh, your
caressed
mother
her
will want to see
face.
you.
Oh, and he's like, "Have you seen your mom?" And she's just like,
It's like, and so they bring her, they go out to the street to wait for Claire, and Claire appears and drops her basket, and she's
like,
like,
I'd love to think that they were waiting like an hour for
what?
Claire to finish up her shopping trip,
Yeah.
and and just heads outside and sees them sitting on like a trough of some kind,
Yeah,
and like a kids at a mall.
Yeah,
Like, this
exactly.
is something me and my dad have done for you,
Yes,
like
this is true.
shopping at
It's
Sephora or
like,
something. I'm
yeah,
just
exactly.
sitting there waiting for you.
Is your mother done yet?
It's very domestic, and I love it. And she walks out, and she turns around and sees Brianna. She's like, "What?"
Whoa, you're here, and it's so sweet. Again, this show does reunions so well. But of course, it is the whole point of the show is breaking people apart and having reunions. The breaking apart, they don't seem to do quite as well, in my opinion,
Yeah,
but
they
they
just make
do
us
the
angry.
reunions so
I think
well.
that they did the Brianna, this Brianna and Roger, except for the argument, the
Yeah.
forced them apart thing well, while also having the added heartbreak of Brianna thinking he left her and all
Yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Left her willingly, I mean.
Yeah. Well, in
And
any case,
so even though he didn't, it was his limb or her, so.
yeah. So,
They're like,
Claire,
yeah, Brianna
Claire
tells
has
them
some
about the
like,
fire, and they're like, huh, okay.
that's interesting. Well, I love Jamie looks at this newspaper and is like, ah, the printer fucked up, you know, kind of thing. It's very funny.
As a printer, I would
I
never
know,
do
so
that.
exactly.
It
It's
is funny.
embarrassing to the profession. It
Yeah.
is quite
And
funny.
they're like, oh, you're coming to Fraser's Ridge with us. And she's like, hey, I don't have
Yeah,
anything
and
else
so they get on the boat as they do, and while they're on the boat, young Ian. Oh, and yeah, and she meets young Ian, and young Ian's like, ooh, hot girl.
to do. And they're like, cousin.
Yeah.
I would also just like to say that, like, Brianna in this moment, like, I did have this curious idea of, like, she her original plan was get in, tell them what happened, get out. And then she ends up, like, staying weeks at Fraser's Ridge. And I initially was like, why does she stay so long? But obviously it's because of her family, but it's also because if she goes back,
What's she going
Roger will
back
be
to?
there.
Well, but she has nothing to go back to other than
Exactly.
Roger, and she doesn't know where she stands with him.
Well, I think
So,
she has an idea of where she stands with him.
well,
It's
right, but I mean
really
that they're just she has nothing
They're
else,
hand
and
fast,
why?
but not. And it's just
Oh,
what?
it's sad. It's sad.
And Brianna just is so lost, and she just got raped, which is on top of everything else. Like, literally, she didn't need the rape to already feel awful.
Right.
She just has all of that added pressure and secrets on top of that.
Right.
And speaking of secrets, young Ian spills the beans on Stephen, sorry, Jimmy from Downton Abbey. And he's just like, oh yeah, last time we were on this riverboat, Auntie Claire had someone murdered in front of her, and it was by this one guy,
And he
and
stole
stole her
her
ring.
ring. And of
And
course, we know that she's seen the ring Brianna has, and she has it on her. And she's kind of like, she feels like, I think, like it's blood money. Like it's just
well, not
awful
just
to
that,
even
but
have
like
it.
young Ian mentions how Jamie felt so responsible just after that incident. Imagine how he'd feel after the guy raped her.
Yeah, it's like he let him go, and like, so it's just bad.
It's
So
real bad for
and so
Brandon.
she doesn't want to say anything, but she's just tormented by all of this. They get back to Fraser's Ridge.
No, her and Claire have a really good conversation because, again, Claire at least knows Roger. And so she talks to her about, all right, Roger came after me, that we have this huge, we're hand fast, but we have this huge fight and it's my fault and everything is my fault and I'm a mess and I really need you, Mom. And it's bad.
Baby
Poor
girl.
baby girl just needs a hug.
She does. So they
And this
get.
is why I like Brianna more than most people because I, again, even before now, and I'm glad that I've gotten more context now, but like I feel so bad for her.
Oh, I feel bad for her now. Yeah, absolutely. So they get back to Fraser's Ridge, and Murtaugh is there. And of course, we all love Murtaugh. And she gets to sit around the family table and hear stories about her parents and her dad being, like this wild young thing. And it's really kind of fun, at least the parts we get to see. But then.
Then there's this conversation also between Brianna and Claire about, oh yeah, by the way, Daddy knew about the
Yeah. And Brianna points out that like he knew, but he knew you were coming back to Jamie. And Brianna's like, I can't deny like the two of you just fit. Jamie and Claire just
You're just
fit.
happier here.
Yeah. We have a whole bunch of montages of
Yeah.
spores. It is super fucking boring.
Go
We'll
over
get
to
into
Roger.
spring.
Over
We
to
do have a
Roger, real
brief
quick.
over to Roger. Yes. He gets
Roger,
to Philadelphia.
yeah, he made it to Philadelphia, really quickly, record time. And
Yay.
I think
That's
that's,
the montage. It's spring now.
I think that's the thing. It's like when we're at Fraser's Ridge, time doesn't mean anything. Like, for example, like those two episodes that happened with like the measles outbreak into Lord John Grey's
We don't know how
visit.
long it goes.
No, we knew that was literally the day after, hence the measles. And so we knew that was the day after. But like when you're at Fraser's Ridge for as long as we are, and Brianna at one point's like, oh yeah, 2 months. I've been here for 2 months. I'm
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
what?
wow, that's a long time.
You've been here for what?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
sorry. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway, but then we got Roger, who is getting paid, and he notices these little tiny gems because, of course, pirate treasure. And he's just
And
like, can I get 2 gems instead
Jimmy's
of
like,
payment?
okay.
Yeah, Jimmy's like, I don't fucking care. Here are the small ones. And then he's like, that's all I need. That's all I need. Because he's thinking, I'm going to go back to Brianna. We're going to figure this out. We're going to find her parents, and I'm going to give her some gems so that we can go back through the
Stones.
stones.
I got it all
I've
together.
got a
I've got a plan. And so he is planning to do that.
plan.
And there's a bunch of like bald eagles and oh, I'm sorry.
That
Like
was so
Jamie,
dumb.
yeah. Claire suggests that Jamie take Brianna hunting. She's an excellent shot, by the way.
Because things have been awkward, like whenever Frank comes up,
Right.
everything's gotten awkward, and for good reason.
Yeah, because yeah. So they go and they bond, and that's nice.
He's like, you can call me Dad,
and she's
and I
like,
can call you Bree.
okay. And so eventually, there's two parallel things going on.
Oh,
Brianna is
first,
telling
sorry,
Claire.
sorry, first, Jamie has this night. It's night now for one reason or another. And Claire sees him and she's just like, what's wrong? And he's just like, I know that she belongs in her time, but I don't want her to leave. Because I know it's an inevitability, but I spending all this time with her has been such a gift, and I don't want to give that up.
Yeah,
And that's really sad.
it is.
And
Wait,
it really made me feel for Jamie.
yeah. And but Claire's like, oh, she must go back, and you know they haven't even talked to Brianna. Brianna gets to, like pick, right?
Yeah,
But
true.
whatever. So,
And before we get to a part where I really don't like Jamie, I'd like to give him a little bit of
but yeah, but I
airtime.
also want to talk about Claire and Brianna talking about the fact she's pregnant.
Oh, that, yeah. You do that first, and then I'll do my piece about Jamie
Okay,
before we get to the bad part.
so Brianna, Claire's starting to like notice that things are not as they seem with Brianna. She's like, it's not just Roger. There's something else going on with you. You're pregnant. And she's like,
Reminds
what's
me, it, I was listening to our Peaky Blinders episodes not long
wrong?
ago, and when Polly just gropes Ada's boob, and it's like, you're pregnant.
Oh yeah.
It's
Yeah,
very similar to
oh
that.
yeah. Yeah, this is totally a Polly move. Oh God, rest her.
Oh,
Oh,
R.I.P. Helen McCrory.
Helen. Yeah, I'm
You will
here. So
forever be a legend.
she is a legend. So
Anyway.
Claire is like, but there's something else to that too. And Brianna's like, it might not be Rogers, and I was violated. And
Well,
Claire's like,
she doesn't
shit.
immediately jump to I was violated because Claire's just like, who else would it be? Did you have another boyfriend
Yeah,
like that
it's
you
like, what
didn't
was there
tell me
somebody in
about?
our time,
Was it
you
that? What, like, you gotta tell me. And then she's
And
just like, no. And then she, and
no.
then, and then Claire's just like, when did that happen? And she's like, the
The
same
same night.
night.
It's like, oh, it's so
That's such
bad.
shit
It's
luck.
so
But if you
bad.
were
And she begs
a
her, she's like, my baby.
and if,
And
but if you were a horrible person and you were like, I'm gonna trick Roger into like raising the baby with me, you would have the perfect way out of like it literally was the same day, so it
yeah,
would have
but
just been
she also
on
points
crack.
out that Roger, we think, pulled out.
Yeah.
And so they had
God damn
so
it.
they have a discussion about that, and that comes back later as hey, that's not foolproof. But she they hug, but Brianna makes Claire promise not to tell who it was
Well,
that
no. She doesn't know at this point. Brianna did not tell her the name because
she does
later
tell
on,
her.
no, Claire finds the ring
Oh, that's right. That's
and
right.
then she goes to Bree and is like, wait,
Wait, what? Wait,
Where'd you get
was
this?
this fucking Jimmy?
Was he the one? And then Brianna's like, yes. But don't tell Jamie because he'll get upset and
He'll
you told me
kill
how
him.
upset he got after the last time.
He's
It's
always
bad.
gonna be.
And he'll just kill him and it'll be bad and it wouldn't be good. It'd be awful. It'd be bad. Meanwhile, Lizzie
Meanwhile,
and
Yummy,
Yummy,
she has a
Lizzie,
big crush
I
on
was about to say,
Yummy.
has a big
Huge,
crush.
huge.
They're walking along with Rolo, our
Well, he's
good
a sweet
boy, our
boy.
sweet boy. And they're walking along, and she sees Roger pull up on his horse, and she immediately is like, holy shit, that's the guy who raped Brianna. Because all she saw was Roger getting a little upset at Brianna, kind of like pulling her around, being like, you need to come with me, you need to whatever. But she didn't hear any of what the conversation was.
Right.
And she didn't hear Brianna say, I love you or anything like that. All she saw was two people arguing, and then she left and then came back raped. And
Yeah.
so she has no clue,
Right.
but she knows that Roger's a bad man in her eyes. And so she freaks out. Young Ian's like, we need to go to find Jamie. And they tell Jamie, hey, because Jamie at this point, Claire has told him about the rape, and he again didn't know who it was, but whatever. And Lizzie comes wailing of like, oh, this is a bad
No.
guy, this is a bad guy. And Jamie's like, I'll take care of it.
And
Don't tell Claire
he,
or
yeah.
Brianna.
Because he doesn't want them to know that the guy was back, right? Like,
They're
scare
scary.
them, right?
But
So, I
there's
know.
so many reasons why that's wrong.
Right. No, I
And
agree.
we'll discuss
But
them in a second.
it gets
It
worse
gets worse.
because he beats the bejesus out of Roger, who doesn't see any of it coming.
Because he's like, hey, friend, I'm just wondering where Freezer's Ridge
Yes.
is.
And he's like, bam. And Jamie beats the shit out of him and beats him unconscious. He's, we think, nearly dead. And he tells Ian to basically, like, get
Just
rid of the
get
body
rid
or
of him.
whatever. So Ian puts Roger over his saddle,
We don't find out where he goes yet.
right, and rides off. We don't find out where they go. And
Let me just
that,
go on a quick tangent about why this is an awful idea and why we should tell Claire and Brianna. First of all, it's not Lizzie's fault that she didn't immediately go to Brianna because she was, first of all, told by young Ian, let's go to Jamie first. And then Jamie's like, don't tell them. It'll just upset them or whatever. First of all, if you think you've neutralized the threat, you should just be able to tell them. And that
Yeah.
would put Brianna's mind at ease.
Right.
And meanwhile, they are just living in blissful ignorance, but also the fe Brianna has must at some point have this fear in the back of her mind that he will come after her again in some shape or form, even at Fraser's Ridge.
Right.
And so how, I don't know, but like again, it's the irrational part of her mind that just like will let that doubt creep in. And we'll explore that a
Right,
little bit
good.
next episode.
Yeah.
But it will live in fear regardless until she finds out that he has been a neutralized threat in one way or another. And so Jamie choosing not to tell his wife,
Or
who
daughter.
wife or daughter, like her his wife who did tell him immediately about the rape
Right.
and was confident enough in his ability to control himself about the rape. And he just is like, if he went to her and it's just like, I figured things out and I fucked the guy up, she would just be like, oh, okay,
Okay.
well, I mean, all right.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously she wouldn't be able to do anything about it at that point, but at that point in stage in the game, like it's just a waiting game. And obviously we know that it's Roger, which is even worse.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just traveled from Philadelphia to North
Carolina
Carolina, and you know how long that takes.
on a horse. And
Because we find out later that a trip to upstate New York is 2 months.
yeah, it's 700 miles. So Philadelphia is closer, but it's not that much closer. So
No. Over mountains.
yeah, so but with the end, it's the end of the episode that young Ian is taking Roger's body away. So what were your best parts of this episode?
Brianna reuniting with her parents, adorable, sweet. They Outlander does it right, and I hate them for it.
Oh, I cried. Don't get me wrong.
I got close. I got real close. I know I cried the first time. Roger, sweet, sweet boy, just getting the gems, being like, I'm prepared. Hey, friend, I'm just going to try to find Fraser's Ridge. And then just getting beaten to a pulp. Poor baby. And because, of course, Brianna has had some trauma. Now Roger has to have some trauma.
All the things.
Oh God,
That
if
is
his as
so
if
bad.
his experience on that goddamn boat with kids being flung out of windows wasn't enough. Jamie, for initially, Jamie like being like re accepting Brianna, obviously, but also my thing
Loving
about
her so
Jamie
much.
that I was going to talk about was that it. Jamie didn't obviously didn't get to see her grow up, and again, imagined her as a baby, but seeing her grown up and learning who she is, he will always be competing with Frank. And he's always been competing with Frank since the very beginning of his relationship with Claire. And how little small that makes him feel, regardless of if she came back, it was after his death. And so he can always attribute that to, oh, well, he's dead, so you came back to the other option. And again, no matter how irrational that is or anything like that, he will always have that seed of doubt. And now that Brianna's here and she was closer to Frank than even Claire, it's bad. It's rough. It's hard. And I love that Claire is just like, why don't you two? And Claire's also the next best part. She just is like, why don't you guys just like go and do
Do
an
a bonding
activity
thing.
and just like get to know each other? And he on this bonding activity, he just straight up tells Brianna, I'm not here to replace Frank. I cannot replace all those years where I didn't raise you.
And it hurts me that I
It
wasn't
does hurt
there.
me,
But you're a
but
wonderful woman,
yeah.
and
And
I want to
Frank
get
is
to
a
know you
good
all.
man for accepting you.
And loving
And
you so much
yeah,
and taking
exactly.
care
He
of you,
didn't
which is
have
what I,
to.
and he's like, it's what I wanted for you
It's
because
why
I
I
thought I
sent
was
her
going to
back.
die, right?
Exactly.
So
So yeah, I think that Jamie has, and him being like, him knowing that this is going to be on a timeline for everybody, he's lucky to get these 2 months with her. He doesn't know if that's going to last. And he didn't get to see her for 20 plus years of her life. And now it's what is he going to do without her in his life anymore?
Well, and here's the other thing, and it is that kind of chivalry thing that I like a lot of that with Jamie, honestly. I'm protecting my women, that kind of thing,
Yeah.
which it's
It's hot.
sweet. It's sweet, and yet he's physically capable, which a lot of guys aren't. I mean, it is something. I respect it in a way. I wish he had
Forethought.
paused for a moment. tried to get a little more information from this guy before he
But
beat the shit
we
out of
know
him.
who Jamie is. He's an impulsive bitch, and he's also messy as hell.
Which
So,
Claire points out
if
later.
young Ian didn't pull him away, he would have killed him.
And Claire does point out some of this stuff later. So my best part,
Sorry, other two best parts. Sorry,
last
Rolo.
Roll is always the best
Rolo
part.
is always the best part,
He's a good boy.
and Lizzie. I think that her,
Oh, she is the worst part for me.
I don't blame
Well,
her for her assumption.
ugh.
It sucks. She should have told Brianna, but she also asked several times, was it that man you were with? And she never said no. Brianna didn't. And obviously she didn't want to talk about it, but she never got the confirmation that it wasn't. And so I can't blame Lizzie for being like, I want to help Brianna by keeping this man away from her and thinking that. And I also, most of the reason why she's the best part, because I still am like, girl, you should have told her, is that her reaction after the rape and being like, my hand's here, my ear's here, you can tell me or not, or hold my hand, or whatever you need in this moment, I'm here for you. That I liked.
So my best parts are the reunions. I think they're a lot of what you've described about the characteristics of Jamie and Claire are part of that to me. That ability to express the familial bond the way the show does, I think is really well portrayed. I do think there's a lot of less than necessary bald eagles and shit like that. But for the most part, I think it's done really, really well. My other best part is Brianna being honest. We've seen a lot of Brianna,
That was Claire. Yeah,
But we've had a lot of Brianna like hiding shit, being defensive, not letting herself be vulnerable, and not letting herself meet other people. And some of that I understand. Like my confidant would not be Lizzie. I get that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because Lizzie's a sweet girl. She's a nice girl,
But she's
but
also an innocent child
and she's
who
not the brightest bulb either. So, like
also.
she's not at Brianna's level. She's not at Claire's level. She's not at Jamie's level. She's not somebody that you can talk to in the same way.
And also, she. Brianna really, and we mentioned this, I think, 2 episodes ago. She needs Claire as the other opinion with the Roger thing because she knows him.
Right.
She knew him for those months that they were in Scotland for a lot of the early stages of their relationship.
Right, the whole
And
Boston thing. Yes, I mean she like so I agree with that. So I think that Brianna being honest with her mother about this is a huge character growth thing for her. And it's something that I desperately needed to hear from her. And I think this whole episode was. So I really am very impressed with how they've kind of turned that, at least part of that corner for me.
Finish your best parts and then the
That is all my best
oh,
parts.
fantastic. Because we really brushed over the fact that she's pregnant
Right.
and how harrowing that is.
Oh, yeah, for
It's
sure.
a lot for either of the situations. For the thing with Roger. Sorry, it's making me
Bless you.
allergic. The thing with Roger, it's like we were handfast, we had sex, and then he left. And now I'm stuck with this child. I don't know what to do. And then there's the other worse option of after I've
It's
it's Jimmy's child, and he raped me, and he didn't pull out, and it was bad, and it's messy, and
It's
it's
messy
awful,
and it's
and
bad.
you have a lot of Brianna in these next couple episodes of her just like holding out on the hope. It's just like, but maybe it's Rogers.
And it actually is very sweet. And we're going to talk about that as these other episodes progress. So, what were your worst parts?
Jimmy. Him forcing Roger into, he's just like, oh yeah, by the way, the night after I raped your handfasted wife,
He doesn't necessarily say
obviously
that
he
though,
doesn't
but
know that,
it
but
doesn't matter.
given the context we know, after I raped your handfasted wife, let me make sure you're not there for her in her moment of need. Let's make sure you're like hundreds of miles away. Let's go to Philadelphia because otherwise I'll kill you.
Right, and that's how he does it. He's like, and he has his guys just like physically remove Roger, and that's what why when you're talking about, he could have left a better message. I'm like, he's being dragged off.
Yeah, he
He's still
still could have
trying
said a
to
better
not get
message.
dragged. I don't, like,
And
like he could have yelled, "I tell her I love her." That would have been better, but that didn't happen, and
probably
I
would have worked
understand why
better.
it didn't happen. But whatever.
Anyway, and then the other is Jamie hurting Roger. Oh my gosh, Jamie being such an impulsive little bitch. And I understand, like, to a certain degree, imagine if and I just to do a thought experiment. Imagine it was Jimmy who pulled up on his horse and Lizzie freaked out the way she did. Would we have wanted, as an audience member, to watch Jamie be like, let's better assess this situation. Let me go talk to my daughter and Claire about this harrowing experience.
Oh no, we would want a pure Sansa Stark revenge moment. That would be great shit. Like it's kind of or like when Jon Snow beats the shit out of Ramsay Bolton. I
Right,
mean,
exactly.
it feels really good, but it
Yeah.
doesn't feel good in
When
this
it's Roger.
context when it's Roger because he's a sweet boy.
And yeah, he's a sweet boy, but I just it makes it a little bit more not reasonable, but like understandable that he initially was like, all right, this is gonna be the plan. We're gonna get him the fuck away from us and all that stuff. I'm gonna beat him to a pulp. What young Ian does, we'll discuss later, but that I think
There are
I take
things.
more way more issue
Yep,
with.
no, I agree. So is that all your worst parts?
Yeah.
I did not write down Jimmy. Again, this is a situation where if I don't write down Jimmy, it's just because it's a given to me. Jimmy's bad. Jamie beating up Roger. I just I, and I it's because it's Roger. I agree. Because again, some part of me, I love Jamie generally, but his actions here, they seem almost excessive. Like you could beat him up, tie him up, and then like have him brought to Brianna's, like what do you want me to do to him?
That would be better.
That would have been better. Lizzie being dumb, same thing. Like she should have told Brianna, hey, this guy is here, and we should talk about it. Whatever. Didn't happen. So, what grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I gave it a C minus,
Oh, wow.
because there's too many montages.
But what about the reunions,
The
Mom?
reunions are really good. Okay, I'll give it a C.
I
Okay, what do we want to talk about with season 4, episode 10, Deep Hearts Court? The names of these episodes kind of suck. I'm just
They
pointing this
do.
out.
There's a lot that, not a lot that happens, but just a lot of shit that goes down. It's not like action stuff, it's just a lot of drama. And you know what? That's what Outlander's for, isn't it? So essentially, what happened to Roger is he was sold into slavery.
Oh, it's so unacceptable. So, hang on.
Not like slavery, too.
No.
Like, well, it was
Okay,
slavery.
so before all this, well, did we see a lot of that in this one? Because it might be
We
later.
see some of it.
Oh, yeah. So he's enslaved. We thought it was by the Cherokee, but there's a little bit before that. So Jamie
Oh,
is
I
trying to
wasn't
put
going in
it.
order.
Oh, okay.
I was cutting to the chase of why I hate Young Ian right now.
Oh, Young Ian does suck
He
big time
sells him
into
to the
slavery,
Mohawk.
which part of what I hate so much about this is that we have had episode upon episode talking about how bad slavery is. And Young Ian has been enslaved briefly by Galus. He gets this. He should understand that this is not the answer. But somehow thought that this was the right thing to do and sold him for a necklace. I mean, this is like straight up bullshit.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
But yeah, to like go over to what actually happens at the beginning of this episode is Brianna is she's having a rough time of it, and
She talks about
Jamie,
wanting to kill Jimmy, basically.
yeah, she her and Jamie have this conversation. It's a great conversation. I love it,
It is.
of them to, because she knows about Wentworth Prison, and she's just like, so like,
When
I
you
almost said
kill Black Jack,
Frank, Blackjack
Jack
Randall.
Randall, did you feel better?
Yeah, did you feel better? Because I think I want to kill Jimmy. And then he's just like, you know? And she keeps saying that when she first told Claire, she keeps repeating, why didn't I fight him? I could have fought harder. I could have fought harder, which is just heartbreaking. But when she keeps saying, I could have fought him. And he's just like, no, you
No,
couldn't have. And she's just
no.
like, yes, I could have. I should have. And then he's just like, okay, yeah, you could have fought him harder. Why didn't you? Why didn't you fight him harder?
Oh,
Did
did
you
you
like
just
it?
want
Did
it?
you
Yeah.
want
I
it?
mean, he's
Just to rile her
really
up.
fucking with her. He's really fucking with her.
And Brianna obviously doesn't know that he's fucking with her. She gets very upset. And then he puts her in a headlock and he's just like, fight back. I could kill you right now. Fight back. And she's like, I
Don't, I
can't. And
can't.
he's like,
Exactly.
exactly. You
I don't
couldn't.
want, I'm glad you didn't. Because you'd be dead and I would never know you. So no.
Exactly.
and so he makes his point, of course, in the clearest way possible, in part because much like Jamie, Brianna has to learn things
I
the
was about to say it's
hard
very
way.
similar to what like older Ian had said to Claire. It's like Frasers need to have shit like hit knocked into him,
yeah,
knocked into them.
exactly.
If you have a point to make and it's not getting through their thick skull, you gotta beat it into them.
Yep.
Not like physically or anything, but you've got to use strength of character to get that point across.
Yeah, there's also a discussion between Claire and Brianna about, hey, you need to go back. Well, what she says is, I can help you abort the baby, but it needs to be done surgically
And
and
soon.
soon. And, you may need to go back. You need to make some decisions because, a lot of these things just can't be managed unless you make a decision right now. Because, like, you can't necessarily travel with this baby. We don't know that it's a traveler, right? It can't necessarily go through the stones with you. So you got to make some calls right now. And Brianna's kind of like, fuck. And eventually she decides she's going to keep the baby. Because
Yeah.
she's like, it could be Rogers. And
There's a slim
amen,
chance.
sister. There you go.
And then we have Lizzie,
Oh.
who in the middle of a fucking nightmare, Brianna is having this nightmare. It's initially a dream of Roger returning to her and just kind of looking off in the middle distance and her being
Roger.
like, oh my gosh, you're here. Oh my gosh. And then he turns into fucking Jimmy and he starts
It's a
like tearing
nightmare.
at
Yeah.
her shift and all that stuff. And so Lizzie wakes her up and is like, he won't be able to hurt you. I can guarantee that. And she's like, well, what do you
You
mean?
know something.
What do you mean? And Lizzie's just like, fine.
The man who
Eventually,
raped you.
eventually tells her the man who raped you, he won't hurt you anymore. And she's like, and that guy that you were talking to. And she's
And
like, what
Bria's
do you
like,
mean?
wait, what guy? You didn't see the guy who raped me. And she's just, Lisa's like, no, I saw that guy yanking you around outside. And she's like, that was Roger. And she gets
So
so, she
upset.
is irate, which she should be. And so she storms into the cabin and she's like, what the fuck did you do to Roger? She's screaming at Jamie.
And Claire's just there like, what?
Wait, hang on.
I'm
And because she
sorry,
had seen
what?
that Jamie's hand was injured, like he had been beating something, and he's like, "Oh, I bruised my finger doing some things, you know, as one does," and he lied about it, and Claire is like, "Holy shit!" And
Oh,
then
there's this awful moment.
oh God,
Oh,
it's
it's so
so
bad.
bad.
So he th initially thinks, oh, you didn't get raped, because she admits that her and Roger did have sex consensually. And he's just like, you mean
What
that
have I
guy?
done?
Yeah, what did I do? That guy didn't rape
He was
you. You
falsely
weren't, yeah,
accused.
you weren't raped at all. And I almost killed that guy. And
And
you should be ashamed of yourself. And she's just like,
Brianna like starts hitting him, which she should.
yeah, I think
Absolutely.
she slaps
She
him in the
is
face, I
totally
think.
right. Yeah.
And she's just like, I did get raped by someone else, dumbass.
And then Claire brings out that it was Stephen Bonnet.
Yeah.
And shows the ring, and Jamie's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what did I do? Because not only,
And then, because at this point, Brianna's just like, you just assumed I was lying?
did you beat the shit out of this man that she loves that may have been falsely accused, but now you've accused your daughter of being a liar.
About a rape,
About a rape.
which
Like,
is not okay.
holy shit.
And first of all, no one should lie about rape.
No, but no,
No,
God,
first of all.
no,
So being accused
no. Oh,
when
whoa.
it did actually happen,
Oh my
fuck
God. But
you.
Claire, to her credit, is 100% in Brianna's corner.
As
And
they
of
should
course, like,
be.
Murtaugh and somebody else were in the room, Lizzie. Like, they're like,
Young
no, you need to
Ian.
go.
No, it's Young
No,
Ian.
Young Ian tries to go. And Brianna's like, you're staying here. You're part of this. What the fuck did you do with my half-assed husband? And he's like, I sold him into slavery to the Mohicans. It's like, oh,
I
fuck.
got this cool
And
necklace.
she's like, so that was your price for my husband? Fuck you. She is, she, and like Jamie starts telling, she's like, you do not have a right to be more angry than me.
Yeah.
Absolutely
Because he
right.
starts throwing chairs. It's like,
No.
no.
No. And she was right. Like, go sit in the corner with Rolo, you dumb bitch.
Formulating a plan. And so she's basically like, Claire, I do not trust these buffoons to go after Roger.
Because they're
Because the Mohawks are settled in upstate New York, which is 2 months away, and they have a week ahead of them travel time-wise.
the last people Roger saw. And obviously, Brianna can't go with them because she might have the baby. So she's like, look, you're gonna have to go with them, because you're going up and back, there's no way she'd end up having the baby on the
Absolutely
road and
not.
back. So
And her conditioning was not going to work.
no.
And so
So
she's like, Claire, just go with them, please. And she's like, no, I want to be there for you with the baby. And she's like, I'll be fine. Because she's going to go to River Run with Murtaugh and she's going to be taken care of by Aunt Jocasta. And that will be that. And
Right, and Claire's
so.
like, but, and she's like, look, I want to make sure that there's a friendly face that Roger actually knows.
She thinks ahead, which I
Like,
love.
yeah,
She's
that
like,
idea is really
Roger
great.
has not seen these two buffoons were there when he was being beaten nearly
Near to
to
death.
death.
Like,
You are the only one who actually knows him.
he's not gonna react well.
He would not react well, and it's okay if he doesn't react well because they're fucking dumbasses. is.
Yes.
Who knows what they trade away for Roger?
Yeah,
they'd be so dumb.
Yeah, because like they need you need somebody fucking sensible,
Dumbledore,
and I know
Dumbledore cannot handle it.
No,
And also,
they cannot.
Larry, they need a medic because oh my god, they
what
would
did
get
they
hurt.
Do? And what would happen? But Roger's gonna need.
Yeah, Roger's
so,
gonna
yeah,
need
I mean,
assistance
no,
with
no,
that.
no,
Yeah,
that's fine.
she's very
Well,
smart about this. I love this
very,
for
and
Brianna.
he's thinking about Roger, which is sweet, and I love that.
Her sweet, sweet, sweet.
Brianna did in all of this call Jamie a savage, which I love. And young Ian proposes to her.
That was
and it's
crazy.
Like, and Jamie's like, get off your knee, you idiot.
She also, Claire's like, hey, what do you want me to tell Roger? And she's like, tell him
everything.
Everything. Be completely honest.
Tell
because
him everything.
Considering the fact that it might not be his baby, he needs to know that. And I respect the hell out of that. It's scary
too.
As hell, but you got to do
well,
it.
And this has been... It is a communication issue that you know, Claire and Jamie have had, that she and Roger have had, is the not being completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has finally recognized that, hey,
that's
I'm,
pointless.
That's pointless. And we see what happened. Like, I told you not to tell Dad about the rape and Jimmy and stuff like that. And this is what happened. We need to tell him everything.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to know everything. And
I
make
love
his own
that
decision.
This is her new policy. Honesty is
yes.
the best policy.
Yes.
And I think that
I respect
imagine
that.
If she
respect
held
for you,
back
Brianna. Oh, yeah.
About the rape. That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just be holding this lie about their marriage. And it's like, no,
Yeah.
you need
So
to
she
tell
does the right
him.
thing for sure.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful that she's pregnant under these circumstances, but if it is their child, that's great. But like,
If it isn't,
he
it isn't.
has to know that it's a possibility.
Right.
And also, he needs to know who it is because he's gonna freak the fuck out if he finds out. Obviously, she doesn't know that Stephen Bonnet had anything to do with Roger. Otherwise, that would be even crazier. But the
Well,
fact that we
know
that there's some history there is craziness.
It is crazy.
That man drove a baby out of a window.
When we get to it, we will talk about it.
Yes,
I'm putting it off. So, this is not the end of the episode, however.
Oddly
no,
enough.
This is, again, there are badly paced episodes in the show, and this is one of them. They get, Murtaugh and Brianna get to River Run. There's a lot of weirdness. They have a letter that Jamie has written to Jocasta, but because, and it's so funny, because Ulysses lets them into Jocasta's room and she's like, what does the letter say, Ulysses? And like Murtaugh jumps in and is like, her godfather is here and blah blah blah, and she's like, oh, Murtaugh, which you know,
I know his
a
hands
lot
anywhere.
It's like, yeah, you do, because they've been everywhere on your body, girl. And we don't talk about that right away. So
yeah.
In the context of this show, we don't know that, but blood by blood, you do. So he's, and then he's like, and she's like, what else does it say? And then Brianna jumps in and says, you know, I'm here, I'm pregnant. I'm handfast to this guy and they're trying to find him. And that's pretty much, you know, like the entirety of the letter. And Jocasta's like, all right, we'll let you stay because we're Mackenzies and that's what Mackenzies do. And that's pretty much it, isn't it?
No.
No,
because Roger escapes.
Roger, I forgot.
Oh wait,
there's
we've been
so
ignoring
much.
Roger this whole time.
So
Sorry.
He's been like dragged and beaten and beaten and dragged, because the Mohawk are on Forsbeck and he's not.
Yeah.
The other guy he's been enslaved with dies, and while they're roped together,
which is harrowing.
Which is harrowing. He at one and right toward the end of this episode. He ends up like, it looks like he actually falls down the hill. But because of the way the ropes are, he's able to get free and run and escape, or at least you know, for some period of time, escape. And he hears buzzing and it's a stone circle. And
well, it's a stone.
It's a stone.
It's like a single
it's a big stone.
Stone
there. Well, but there are those piles of stones. And I think they're the ones that we saw at the beginning of the season, the ancient, whatever cave people had been stacking piles of stones in that sequence. And so he hears the buzzing. He's like, I could go home. I could go home. I have gems. I could go home. And he's in tears, but he's reaching for the large stone because it calls to him that he wants to be the fuck anywhere but here. and in these circumstances. And he's just so
Literally
upset.
fair.
Yeah, it is totally fair. But he doesn't want to go without Brianna because he's got two stones. And it's sad because he had planned new plans. Just like when she went through, she had plans.
Yeah.
So that's the episode. What are your best parts?
All right. Jamie and Brianna's talk about regrets and the rape. Amazing. I really liked that talk. Rolo, icon, legend.
Sweet boy.
Sweet boy. Claire, for being as irate as Brianna.
Yeah.
Like,
She's a good girl.
absolutely. Roger, sweet, sweet boy. Sweet, sweet boy. Jocasta for immediately taking in Brianna. Love that for her, even if she is a slave owner. We don't condone that, but I mean, we just gotta work with
We
what we
don't.
get, I guess. And Brianna for wanting full transparency with Roger. That I appreciate that because she has been so, like you said, she has been so defensive and cagey about her feelings in general. Now that those feelings are out there, but she's also like was cagey about them even after they got married, handfast married, and she was freaking out about that. And so her being cagey about it clearly did nothing her no good. It literally, in many ways, got her raped.
Well, right, and of
Because
course,
she would never have gone back to the inn like that without Roger, and
but
Roger would have protected her.
right, but the other aspect to her having her telling Claire to do that, which I do appreciate and I think is great, is that she's not the one who has to say it.
Fair, but she
It's
would
like,
be there. She wants to be there. She wants to find Roger. She wants to go with them. They're the ones who are like, you would be a liability on the road since you're pregnant. And
And she is smart enough to say, all right, you are correct.
Claire, go.
Claire goes, and you're gonna tell him everything. Just tell him everything he needs to know.
And she would, I think she would tell
Yeah, I think she would
in
too. I
person. She
do too.
would.
But I think it'd be harder in
It
person.
would be so much harder,
Yes.
but you know, it's going to be hard on anyone who has to tell them
Yeah.
that news.
Yeah. So was that everything?
Yeah.
My best parts are Brianna finding out the truth, demanding the truth, standing up for the truth. You know, I'm a truth kind of person. I like that. Claire taking Brianna's side. I love Murtaugh in this too. I think he's a
Oh,
beauty. And
yes.
it's a very weird and Murtaugh-ish reunion with Jocasta, but it's funny and I
It's
like
very
it.
Murtaugh.
What were your worst parts?
Secrets, keeping secrets from each other for no fucking reason. I understand to a certain degree why Brianna does not want to tell Jamie who it was who raped her, because she doesn't think it will do any good. It will just make him angry and he'll want vengeance and all that stuff. And it shit like this would happen. And he even tells Murtaugh, hey, while you're in
That's right.
Wilmington, you need to go and find that fucker
And
and
bring
bring him
him to
to
me.
me afterwards, like in 4 months from
Yeah,
now, and then
exactly.
I'll come back and I'll kill him. It's like, what?
You
What's
it's
the
Jamie. It's
plan
Jamie.
there?
'Cause it's
It's so dumb.
oh, it's
Like, dude,
Jamie.
what the fuck? Also,
He's
that's not your
so
vengeance to
Jamie.
take.
Well, and that's kind of been Brianna's point. It's like, I want to do this.
It's her
And
vengeance. It's
very
her
much
anger.
right, and that's part of Jamie's hope. That was his whole quest to kill Blackjack Randall. So anyway,
Roger being a captive, it takes up a lot of time. Like them walking.
oh, there's a
That's a
lot of
lot of,
we're
it's a
walking as
lot.
Indians. Look, we've got a stream of Indians going one way, and we've got a stream of Indians going
And
the
then
other
we're in the
way.
tree and we're seeing it from that angle. It's like, I don't
Yeah.
need to see it from multiple angles. I get the idea.
And there's a bald eagle. It's
Jane.
like they had one spot on the mountain range that they could do it, so they'd do it in like at different angles just to make it look like they were somewhere
Yeah,
else.
definitely. Jamie not shutting the fuck up about the
Oh.
Brianna thing and essentially calling her a liar.
A heater.
That was
It's like calling her
crazy
a
work.
heater.
That was crazy
Oh
work.
my gosh, Ron.
Pacing. What the fuck? Why didn't it end on everyone parting ways at Fraser's Ridge? There was no reason for us to
No.
see the Anticosta bit.
No.
Like, I understand maybe, well, even if it ended like with Roger escaping, that's fine. But like, you should have put Roger like running away right before them going to try to find him. And
Yeah.
then hit the bit of him
Right, because then it'd be like,
finding the
oh, they could
stone.
find him faster kind of thing. Like,
And then there's the possibility that they might
and
not
not
find him at
find him at all.
all.
Exactly.
It's
Right. That would
crazy.
be cool.
That
But
would be
no,
tense. That would
we
be
didn't
perfect.
do that because they're stupid.
We could edit this better. We could definitely edit this better. Was that all your
Yeah,
worst?
that's all the worst
My
parts.
worst part, number one, is slavery, because again, the
Oh
whole
yes,
Roger thing
slavery,
is
of
slavery.
course.
It's
If
all
I don't say
slavery.
slavery,
It's always
it's
slavery.
always slavery.
Always a bad part. Jamie being a stupid motherfucker. What in the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, and
This is the bit I'm telling you
he does
about.
not. He's so good at finding the right words and expressing his emotions with clear, like he's very restrained there, especially in the first seasons. He's like so clear, and he's very restrained with like not getting mad at her and all that stuff. And for reasons that make no fucking sense, he loses his shit with Brianna.
I was
No.
when you remember when in like early seasons, I think it was like season one, you said something along the lines of, oh, as far as favorite characters
Yeah,
was
Jamie's
concerned,
never
you
a
were
bad
like,
part.
Jeffrey, Jamie's never a bad part. And
Yeah,
I'm
he's
just
a bad
like,
part now.
there are times where he's
He is
on my shit list.
bad part. This time he's a bad part.
And this is what I was
And
referring
young
to.
Ian, look,
Oh, yes.
dumbass.
Oh my God, young Ian, what the fuck? He said, get rid of him. That means like go to Wilmington and have him arrested.
Yeah, like no, not this. Not this, you dumbass. But that's what we get. So what grade did you give this episode?
C.
I give it a C minus.
Great. All
Okay.
right. Oh my God, this crazy ass episode. Oh my
This
God.
is one of those episodes for reasons I don't know. I don't remember. It is
I
hilarious.
don't remember
It's hilarious.
love the messiness,
It's
though.
hilarious. Definitely.
Especially
So
with context we have.
here we go. We've got season four, episode 11, If Not for Hope, which again, I like that as a theme.
Well, we
Truth,
begin.
hope, stuff.
And well, let's start with Roger. Roger, let's just get through all of Roger's bits. Roger is taking a shower.
Not those bits.
Not those bits.
Although
Anyway,
he's showering those
Roger is
bits.
taking a shower in the future, but it turns out to be just a dream.
It's
He
just a
didn't go
dream.
back. He had every opportunity to, but he didn't
Poor
because of
boy.
Brianna.
Poor boy.
He never fully admits that. He never tells her, I don't think. But he did have this
Oh, he
chance to
does tell her.
escape.
He does tell
Does
her
he do?
because they end up at those stones later.
Oh, right. That's so true.
Sorry, spoiler.
That's so true.
It's true.
but you saw that coming. but I with Roger, he doesn't say it outright right now, but he had every opportunity. He was not stopped. He stopped himself from going through those stones. And it's because he wants to be there for Brianna and her family and all of that, which is the most selfless thing ever. Oh my God, that's so romantic. That wins you a billion points, dude. And no matter how many shit things you said in an argument, that's crazy. Like
Yeah.
you, that was your way out. That was your
Yeah.
way away from the Indians who were hunting you actively. But no, he returns himself to being a captive, even without any hope of her of finding her. And
So,
that's, oh, that's crazy
the
work, man.
sacrifice, it's
That's
nuts.
crazy.
But again, it's the same sort of thing. Like, even in the conversation about Wentworth Prison that Jamie had had with Brianna, he talks about, I didn't resist because I promised I wouldn't save your mother's life and I'd do it again. And I think this is that same kind of sacrifice that Roger's committing. But he's back. And when they get, because they do get to the Mohican village in this episode, and he has to run a gauntlet where they're all beating the shit out of him. And it's really awful.
It is bad. And that's where it ends the episode, but we're not going to talk about that
For
now.
Roger.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
No.
So, Brianna, let's talk about Brianna's part. Actually, no, let's talk about Jamie and Claire. Jamie and
Jamie,
Claire
Claire, Jamie,
and young Ian
Claire.
are on the road with Rolo, the fucking legend that he
Yeah, he's
is.
awesome.
So he
There's
they
a
are
lot of stupid in this part,
there's
like just
also barely anything at the same
any
time.
like no substance. There are two substantial things that happen. One is that Rolo finds a human body that young Ian recognizes as being the other slave that was attached to Roger, and you buy like a vest or something, and they go looking and they can't find anybody else. So they're like, well, at least there's some hope. The other thing is that there's a lot of tension
between Jamie and Claire, and Young Ian's like, oh, you guys need to like straighten this out. And eventually they do, which what it comes down to is that Jamie's been feeling a lot less than, because he's like, yeah, I've done everything wrong. It's like, well, yeah.
You
Yes,
have,
you
babe.
have.
You have, babe. And on awful levels. Like,
Yeah.
you can have some mistakes, but the mistakes that you have made are so shit.
And he's like, Frank would never do these things. And Claire's like, no, but you and Brianna are so alike.
It's
Like
true.
you do the same things. You are so like hot-headed and go straight into stuff and make stupid mistakes and then you have to apologize.
And you're so stubborn that you don't want to talk about it. Then you get in arguments, and then you both get angry, and it's
It's
bad.
part of the reason that I love you. It's part of the reason I love her. And that's kind of the way it is, unless I have sex. And that's pretty much it.
I think it's so funny
Mm-hmm.
because I think Claire sees a lot of her and Roger, like that balance to it.
Yeah, there she's more cerebral, certainly. And I think that Roger's the more cerebral one in
Oh, for
anybody here
sure.
with Brianna, certainly.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
But he can also hold his own, which is what needs to be. That's how it
Yes.
needs to be. He will
Sure.
call Brianna out on her bullshit, and she just wasn't
Somebody
used to
needs
that.
to.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody needs
But now
to.
that she has been called down on her bullshit, she is crumbling. That poor baby girl. So let's talk about Brianna.
She
Well,
is absolutely.
no. Let's talk about Fergus, Marcelly, and Murtaugh. So essentially, Fergus is feeling like alone in the world. He's trying to help Murtaugh find Jimmy from Downton Abbey. And
But he's not being able to find like a regular job. He doesn't
exactly.
have a steady income. He's worried about taking care of
He's feeling
Marcy and the
emasculated,
baby.
and
Yes.
Marcelly is just like, no, you don't need a job to feel like this. And she's trying to help him, but he's his own person, and he needs to find a purpose, and he needs to find it soon. And I don't blame him for that. Like, a lot of this is very relatable.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you're a man or a woman, like if you don't have something to occupy your time, you feel aimless.
Yes.
And you can tell that he is feeling emasculated because of his hand being lost.
Yeah.
And
So
so,
Marcelly, and
oh,
she's
it's
a
so
little anxious.
sweet.
She's also a little anxious because they are filtering Murtaugh, who is a wanted criminal.
So
And so she,
true.
but she in the middle of the night wakes Murtaugh up and she's like, look.
She's so passive aggressive about it too.
She
Like,
is.
she's
She's
like
like,
unloading dishes that are very, very loud, and
yeah.
she's just like, oh, sorry,
Oh,
didn't mean
here,
to wake
have
you.
something to drink. Didn't mean to wake you. Can we have a little talk? Because I want you to have ask Fergus to help you with your regulator stuff. He needs a thing to make him feel like a guy. She doesn't say those words.
But she gives the vibe, and
Yeah.
it's enough for Murtaugh to be like, yeah, okay, whatever, we'll see.
Yeah.
And so the time comes where Murtaugh does ask him, and she overhears that Fergus says no because he's like, Marcelly and my baby Germain needs me. They
Yeah.
both need me.
And she's like,
And
oh, you sweet
oh,
boy.
it's so sweet.
Yeah,
And
sweet.
then he's just like, and then he doesn't know that she knows that he said that, and he just like acts like his normal charming self and is very sweet, and it's just like, oh, that's so sweet.
Is sweet.
He'll find his own way, and we have full faith that he will, and
Yes.
it's very, very adorable. And then later on, Fergus and Murtaugh find Jimmy from Downton Abbey and knock him out. They're like going to drag him to somewhere to store him for 2 months or
Until
something
Jamie gets back.
until Jamie gets back to like kill him or whatever. But they get caught. Fergus gets away because Murtaugh makes it look like he's assaulting him, and Murtaugh gets caught. But he's also like, hey, Jimmy's also a wanted criminal, and they're like, okay.
You know about him. He's wanted for murder. He escaped. It's bad. Hey, take him.
And so they're both being taken in
Yeah.
to the prison. And
Hey.
that's that section. So what the fucking crazy section
This
is.
so this is where things get really fucked up and weird. So
So weird.
first of all, and it seems really kind of calm and this kind of countryside bucolic life that we're just gonna have like drawing portraits because that's what Brianna's.
Brianna's an artist in
Yeah,
many
she is.
ways.
We didn't really know that.
I guess it makes sense considering like the architecture engineer
Yeah,
angle.
we haven't seen her do much of that. So she's
Yeah.
doing portraits of like Phaedra the slave and other people. And so it's really kind of
Lovely. Yeah, and she's doing it of a lot of different people, and she and Jocasta is like, "Hey, I'm gonna have this little get together for a lord that's coming in town, and
I really want you to have a new dress.
I want you to have a new dress." And she's like, "No, I don't want it. I don't need a new dress." And she's like, "Fine, we'll have one of mine altered. Whatever. Here's some earrings to go with it. You're gonna look amazing. All that stuff." And Jocasta again is a Mackenzie who will not take no for an answer. So,
Some respect for that,
no,
certainly.
yeah, absolutely. And so Brianna's like, okay, whatever, fine. And so the dinner quickly it becomes clear that it is.
Everyone who is invited is a single man.
Yep. So Brianna's being like sold like livestock.
Ugh.
And to be clear,
Ugh.
Jocasta knows everything that is going on with Brianna.
Right, she has a guy she's handfast to. They're going and looking for him. What the fuck is your problem?
And I think what Jocasta is doing is like, here's your backup plan.
Well, it is like a straight Bridgerton season one situation. Like,
Yeah,
hey,
it
you're
really is.
pregnant, we need to sell you off.
Yeah, it is the Marina
It's the whole Marina
background.
thing, and I hate that storyline there. I hate it here too.
Yeah, because it's just sad.
But they do have Pippin from Lord of the Rings, which is
And
cool.
Lord
And Dark Side.
I had this thought. I paused the episode because she said a lord's coming in town. I paused and I'm like, could it be
Lord
Lord John
John Grey.
Grey?
And yes,
And I was like, I
it
don't
is.
remember him coming, but you know what? Maybe
I don't either. And
it is him. I don't
there
know.
was more crazy shit in the
But we'll talk
storyline.
about it in a second. But
So,
I unpaused it, we watched, and then I'm just like, oh, he hadn't shown up yet. And they were basically walking into dinner, and then Lord
John
John
Grey.
Grey
Sorry,
shows up.
I'm late.
Oh my God,
It is
icon legend. He
wonderful.
is the moment.
It is wonderful. And
Oh
he's
my God,
basically telling Brianna, I don't know your parents.
I love him. And he's like, oh my God, you're
Yeah.
the, oh wow, this is what me and Jamie's kids could look
No. You know.
No,
So
he's not the, maybe. He's
no.
not maybe thinking that. But it's also kind
He
of
is thinking some
clear.
crazy shit, and it does come out in conversations that come up later.
They're
So
at dinner.
they're at dinner. Brianna's like, she's totally understanding what's happening here, and she's disgusted by
She's,
it.
well, she's also just being herself. Like
Right.
she's talking about, oh, I drew portraits of the slaves because they're gorgeous and they are great
And
subjects
people
for
are, some of the
drawing.
people there are freaking out. So
Because they're racist bullshit.
it is. So she decides to play like a psychology game, like a word game at dinner. And she calls out this guy who's been identified as Single Guy the Judge, who lives with his mama. This should be a red flag.
And also, he's making charged eye contact with Lord
And John
John
Grey, he
Grey. We
does.
know what that
We
means.
do.
We know what that means.
But honestly, I'm pretty well clear that Brianna knows too. But Brianna plays this psychology game, and she's like, "Oh, you have hidden secrets from your mother, don't you?" And he's like, "I gotta go.
I gotta go get some air.
I gotta go get some air." And Lord John Grey is like, and Pippin is trying to, again, he's gonna be Pippin forever. I'm so terribly sorry to this actor, but
Pippin from Lord of the Rings.
Pippin from
His
Lord of
name
the
is
Rings.
actually Mr. Forbes. He is the Mr. Collins of the
It is, and
situation.
it's really sad. He's very, very obvious about like, hey, I want to marry you. You're lovely. Let's get married. Let's go have a walk. We can talk about stuff on the walk. You can tell me my psychology on the walk. And she feigns being like having a fainting fit.
Just have a note made for Lord John Grey showing up. It's in all caps. The man, the myth, the legend, the gay is here to save Brianna's dinner. Because he does. And so she plays that game. That other guy freaks out. And she's just like, hey, Lord John Grey, what did you imagine? And he's like, oh, I imagine your father. And she's like, huh, that's weird. I wonder if that has any meaning. And then he's just like, no, you're in front of me. So of course I'm thinking about him. Of course. Later that
Yeah,
night, come to
that's
find
it.
out, he is fucking that other guy,
The
the judge,
judge.
in the pantry.
And she sees it and she's
And
like,
she sees it. And she's like, ah, yes. Well, that explains that, doesn't it? And
Explains
so,
everything.
to
And
her
so,
credit, she doesn't freak out about it, which is good.
right, which is good.
We support.
We do. But
And.
she's awakened the next morning and told that Pippin wants to like see her and be
Phaedra
crazy
tells her.
and hey, he's gonna propose marriage. And she can't understand, Phaedra can't, why Brianna's like,
I would also like to say for that psychological game, there's the weird older guy who's been there since the beginning at Jocasta's is also kind of tipping it, like putting his hat in the ring for
He's
Brianna,
pathetic.
and he's like, "Must I close my eyes when you are before me?" And she goes,
Yes.
"Yes." Just deadpan, "Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Please shut the fuck up." I love Brianna's attitude this entire time. She's just not, she is shutting this shit down.
She's like, no, we're not doing this. And I can't blame her because none of these people are people that she would pick.
So either way, that next morning when she finds out that Pippin's looking for her and he's probably going, he's going to propose because Jocasta gave her fucking blessing, without Brianna's permission, obviously.
Jamie's and or anyone else's. It's like, this is not
Complete
like,
mess.
and this is not how this is
She's
supposed to
like,
work.
call for Lord John Grey. I've got to talk to him.
I gotta meet him outside. And
And so
basically, what she has decided to do
this guy
is she is going
stands
to blackmail him into getting engaged.
and
And
he's like, "No, sweetie, that's not
no,
gonna work on me."
sweetie.
And he's like, "Yeah, I can please a woman if I need to." And she's like, "Oh."
Well, and he's like, I almost want to accept because you remind me so much of your dad. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is a conversation. He's like,
Down is like, "Sweetie, no."
and hope is a thing. That's what love's all
And you're
about.
gonna be okay.
And you're
It's
gonna
gonna
be
be okay.
okay.
And she's just like, and she just talks about how hopeless she feels. And he obviously feels bad for her. And he wants to be there for her because he's like the fun gay uncle who's like, "I will help you out," or fun gay godfather. Let's make
There
them
you go,
not
fun
blood
gay
related.
godfather.
Where
And
he's
so
like, "I'm gonna take care of you, sweetie."
well, and he's like, "Look, I can't do that," and mostly because he's in love with Jamie. But
He's in love with Jamie. He's also screwing this other
he's
guy.
also
It's
screwing this other guy, and she's like, "I'm gonna
messy.
tell if you don't do it." And he's like, "No,
No,
you're
you're
not.
not." And
No,
she's
you're
like,
not."
"Yeah, you're right. I'm not. I wouldn't have told anybody."
Here's the other thing. She's like, "I'll tell my dad." She's like, "You think he doesn't know?"
And she's like, "Well, tell my. Well, does my mom know?" She's just like, "Oh, she's aware."
She's very perceptive, just like you. And she's, and of course, we guys like, "Fuck! I never have leverage.
I'm here for you, but I'm not
I'm
gonna
gonna,
marry you."
well, I'm not gonna marry." But this is what's so great. Like, she goes in to like basically say, like, "Fine, fuck it, I'll marry this loser," with Pippin. And before she can get the words out, and this is so great, Lord John Grey comes in and he's like, "Oh, have you told him our good news?" And she's like, "No."
He's like, "We're engaged." And Pim is like, "Fuck me." But I'm just like, Lord John Grey, that is messy as fuck. Oh God,
how many people in the Fraser family are you gonna like get hands on? This is like
That's
all
crazy.
so nuts. Poor Willie, who clearly doesn't know.
Talking and they're just discussing things, and he's just like, "Oh, I have this other child," and they're like bonding over the fact that like it's other people's children, like adoption and
And
all
she's
that
like,
stuff.
"What a good guy you are
You're
for
such a
adopting
great
this
guy."
kid." She's
And
like, "Oh, I
then
love
he's just like, "Oh, I love it more than life itself. It's not a chore, and it's very sweet." But then I keep thinking, if you do get married to Brianna, her half brother is going to
to
be
be
her
her son.
son.
That'd be fucked up. But
That is so fucked.
so
It's
fortunately, he's like, "Well, you know, like hope and love, it's the
so
same thing. That's what it's all about." And that's
I
exactly.
can't believe I forgot this happened.
I can't believe I didn't either. It's like bizarre, but is the thing about it is that as a story arc, it is not a terribly long one.
No, it's not, but it's also so messy, and I love
It is very, very messy. And
it.
so,
It's my favorite plot line of
oh,
the
for
episode. It's also
sure,
the longest of the
absolutely,
episode.
absolutely.
It's
But
crazy.
so, while it is not technically the end of the episode, it's the end of all the things to discuss about the episode because we have already talked about the end of the episode, which is Roger running
Oh, he
off.
also finds out she's pregnant. By the way, Lord John Grey knows the whole story.
He knows the whole thing.
Except
He's
for the rape.
pregnant,
He
but I
doesn't know
guess
about
she's
the
seeing
rape,
past
but
you,
he
but
knows about all
the
the rest of the
horses, all
stuff.
that. And he's like, "Look, if this guy loves you, he's gonna be fine with it." So what were your best parts?
Lord John
Oh,
Grey, the
for
man, the
sure.
myth, the game, the legend. We love to see it. You are supporting Jamie's progeny.
And you can do your husbandly duties.
He guarantees that. He's had heard no complaints.
Any, oh God, yeah, no, seriously. And so I just love that Bojack Gray, he's doing a solid for Brianna, and I think it's not just because of Jamie, and it's because he sees this spark in her of like, you are a firecracker and you deserve to not be
Like forced into a dumbass
this
marriage.
bullshit engagement. If it's gonna
Well,
be a
and
brief
so,
engagement, I'm willing to be that person for you.
one of the things that I would point out about this too, like as a person that she picks as a confidant, Lord John Grey is an excellent choice because I
Perfect.
get he's got that cerebral thing. He is smart
He's
enough.
not
He's
after
gonna get it.
anything.
He's not after anything. And you know, while she is hoping that he's got some crazy ass ego that she can have leverage on him, she doesn't. She recognizes that and then doesn't play the game anymore. She
I
doesn't
love
try.
that. I love
And
that she's
that's
like,
great.
I will be forced to do this. And he's like, no, sweetie, no. And then she's
No,
like, yeah, I wouldn't
sweetie.
have done it. Sorry.
He's like,
I'm sorry. And she's like,
no.
no, sweetie, it's okay. It's
It's
okay. It's all
okay.
right.
We're gonna
Let's
handle
just
it.
discuss what's going to happen. What's up? And when she tells him about Roger, he's just like, okay, well, this sounds like a brief thing that like we'll
It's a
do
brief
just for,
separation. It's gonna be
yeah,
fine.
it's a brief separation. So we'll just get engaged and then you're going to be reunited with your true love. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And obviously he's like banking on that. And
It's so
but I
shady.
genuinely think he would go through with it if he
If he
had
has to.
to.
Right. So
Which
Lord
makes it
John
even
Grey,
better. We love you, Lord John Grey.
yeah, he's great.
Oh my God, I love you. Rolo. Rolo's an icon and a legend. And he kept being in like the shots of like
That's true.
the B-roll that they would have of them
Yeah.
wandering around. And he was just so cute. I
He's a
loved
sweet
him.
boy.
Fergus and Marsley, so cute.
I didn't put Fergus and
So
Marcy.
sweet. Marsley.
Marcy gets it for this one.
Marsley gets it, but Fergus for being like, no. I will find my own way. Thank you, Murtaugh, but these are the people I need who need me right now, and I need them, and we are going to work together, and we're going to be okay. And I think that's just beautiful. I love that so much. Phaedra, icon, legend. We love you.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She
Yeah.
warns her, and then Brianna's like, "Tell them I went on a walk." And she's like, "How long? How long do you need?"
A
And she's like,
while.
"An hour." And then she's like, "I can make that happen." I love it so much. Murtaugh,
Murtaugh's great in this
another legend.
episode.
Oh my
Like
God.
he throws himself on, no, Fergus can't get arrested, he's got a kid kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I
so
need to
sweet.
make sure that he is safe.
I would also like to say Jamie.
And
Oh,
oh, by the way, can we get Jimmy arrested?
yeah. I would also like to say Jamie and Claire for patching things up.
Yeah.
Oh, also, sorry. Lord John Grey has a note for Brianna, and she
Yeah.
is refusing to read it and
It's
refusing to
from
read it.
Jamie.
It's from Jamie
Yeah.
because she's mad at him for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And
She hasn't read it
yeah,
yet.
she hasn't
But
read it yet.
she's about to when the episode ends, which again, stupid fucking pacing in these episodes.
Whatever.
It's dumbass logic.
Yeah.
So anything else?
Nope.
All right. So Lord John Grey, obviously, number
Oh,
one.
my
Murtaugh, I think, is
man.
great. Claire, I really like in this because she's like trying to make Jamie see some sense. Brianna, I think, is great. And Rolo, I think Rolo's fabulous. So, what were your worst parts?
Racism. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can't draw pictures of slaves. Fuck you.
I didn't
You
write that down, but
can't.
it is.
Fuck
It's a
you.
good choice. Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Lizzie giving things away. There's a moment when Brianna fake faints or like gets dizzy or whatever, just to get out of a conversation.
Right.
And they carry her to the other room, and Lord John Grey's right there, and Lizzie comes up to her and it's
God,
just
Lizzie's
like,
so
oh my gosh, in
fucking
your condition, are you okay? And Lord John Grey's like, you're pregnant, aren't you? And she's like,
good.
fuck me, yeah, I am. And when you see her in just her shift, she's very pregnant.
Yeah.
She's
But
very pregnant.
in the costume of the times, it doesn't show as much.
It's great. It's
So,
very helpful.
yes.
And Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy in all caps. Oh my God. Yeah, because he's a dick to Murtaugh.
Everybody.
He's a dick to everybody.
He didn't pick away.
He's like about to rape another. It's just bad. He's bad.
Oh my
He's terrible.
God.
He's terrible. Hate him.
Hate him.
Yeah. So, any other bad parts?
No.
Poor Roger. Like
Poor
that Roger
Roger.
situation. Terrible. Jimmy fucking sucks. Jocasta, like this poor
Oh
sister.
yeah.
Fuck
Forcing
you.
her into this? Are
No,
you kidding me?
this is some straight up Lady Featherington fucking bullshit, and you need to
This
fucking
is some
stop it.
shit that you need to deal with after the birth.
Yeah. Because she's so far along at this point that you can't hide it anymore.
No, it's
So
just
I'm
done.
sorry, but like on the wedding night, you're not gonna be able to hide the fact that you're fucking pregnant unless you wear a fucking corset.
No.
And so
While you're having
even,
sex, I
yeah,
don't think
no,
so.
it's not gonna happen.
No.
And so her being like, oh, well, you need to have another prospect in case Roger doesn't pan out or is dead.
And
I'm
she's
just like,
like, go
no,
to
you
hell.
just wait until Roger
You
gets
also
back.
have not experienced the level of hormonal crazy shit that goes on when you're pregnant.
Also
Like, oh my
true.
God, like I'm
Oh,
Brianna's holding it
Brianna.
together pretty well for this. This is just
Brianna, oh
bad.
my God, Brianna is going through so much
She
shit right
is.
now because she's thinking maybe Roger's dead, maybe he
Yeah.
doesn't want her,
Yes.
maybe he's
Like, why are you piling on here, Jacob? The
oh my
fucking
God, she is going through all the shit right now. She's on the outs with her dad. She's worried about Claire and all them
Yes.
on the journey. It's bad.
On the list of bad things Jocasta's done, is this lineup of potential suitors is terrible. It's
You
like
got a
two
gay
gay guys, no,
man.
two gay guys,
Two gay men,
two
yeah.
gay
So
men,
true.
an old creepy lieutenant dude, and Pippin, who's like sweet, but no.
I mean, of the options,
He's the best,
the Pippin's the best one, and he
but
did
he,
offer.
right, but he's
But
so,
Brianna's in love
no.
with
Yeah,
Roger.
leave her the fuck
Leave
alone. Leave her
her
alone. So, what grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
Yeah, I gave it a B minus. It was a C plus B minus for me, but it is a B minus. It's
Yeah.
a good episode. It's not amazing. You get
It's better
there are
than a
pacing
lot of the other shit
problems.
that's been going on.
It there are it is, but again, sometimes too, like even in the conversation that Brianna has with Lord John Grey, it retreads the same ground a couple of times. In the con in internally in the conversation, and it's kind of like snappier dialogue would make this better.
I also think that if you're going to retread dialogue like that, or like have things, for example, last episode when Brianna tells Claire about the rape,
Yeah.
and then Claire goes and tells Jamie about the rape, it's just like, do I need? I guess I should see Jamie's reaction to it, but you could easily do something like they do in Downton Abbey,
Yeah.
where, for example, specific, a very
Well,
specific
it's
example.
time that we talk about it. Yes.
Exactly.
Cora.
Cora. When
You
you keep
go, Cora.
telling the
Robert.
Humanoid
Robert.
Robert, yes, when she's telling Robert about what happened with Mary all those years
I
ago.
guess it's time.
Well, I guess it's time. Well,
And then
that's the
later we
thing.
and
And then we
well,
see his reaction after she's told him.
right, and when he is talking to Mary about it, and she's like, "Oh, mom told you she chose her moment well." And again, you can see the reaction without, like
I
seeing
don't
the
need to see
reaction.
Jamie being upset. We've already seen him be upset about shit like that
Yeah, we
before.
see him be upset like multiple times, and then we also have this montage of Indies. Like, it's just dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah, the pacing in general
Yeah,
is
it's not
bad,
well
but
edited. It's disappointing. But
did
yeah.
I mention Roger in my best parts?
I didn't
I
put him as the best
didn't.
part, and I
I
really
put him in my
should.
best part. I should have put him.
What's happening to him is the worst
Oh,
part,
that's
so.
certainly true, but Roger choosing to stay.
Say, yeah.
That's
And talking
crazy.
all this shit.
Oh
My
my God, my
God.
baby
Bless
boy.
him. Bless him.
Oh,
All right. So
he needs all the hugs.
we only have two more episodes of season four. Yay!
I don't remember this penultimate episode. I remember the last
I
episode.
remember parts of both, but not all of either. So this is gonna be fun. And I think we might have to pull out the wildest redhead cocktail. You never know. We've done
Maybe.
fiery. Maybe we need to get wild. We may save it for later. I don't know.
Oh,
We're gonna have to see because we need to see the episodes and make decisions from that. But we hope that you join us. And cheers.
cheers.